USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are wrapping up their impeachment probe. They've decided against a formal vote on the inquiry of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's no constitutional need for a vote on an impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote.
President Trump and Republicans in Congress have been demanding the vote, the president calling the inquiry illegitimate and refusing to cooperate without such a vote. Pelosi says,
this is not a game for us. This is deadly serious.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin.
This process is such a clown show, and I say that because that's as politically correct as I could get.
The committees will hear Thursday from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Once again, the Big Apple is trying to deal with the grim reality that more police officers are dying from self-inflicted gunfire. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Another NYPD police officer has died by suicide. As the department says, the off-duty police sergeant was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Queens on Tuesday. It's the 10th NYPD suicide this year, twice as many as all of 2018, leading the police commissioner in the Big Apple to call it a mental health crisis. And the shooting death on Monday of a Montgomery County, Maryland police officer has been ruled a suicide by a medical examiner. 38-year-old Officer Thomas Bomba was found dead in a parking garage in Silver Spring right after he'd radioed for backup, claiming he was dealing with what he called disorderly subjects. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Researchers from Florida and Illinois are leading a global effort to understand and protect the world's most trafficked mammal, the pangolin, which is nearing extinction. Also called the scaly anteater, the cat-sized pangolin is hunted and killed for its scales and meat in Africa and Southeast Asia. New researchers are putting cameras attached to the backs of the animal to learn about them. The research cameras are attached to the scales, which are made of a similar substance to that of fingernails. Superstitious beliefs about the scales having medicinal properties are one of the main drives of the animal's demise. Pangolins are unusual in an evolutionary sense because they're the only mammal that can grow scales. Pangolins are being raised successfully for the first time by the Brookfield Zoo near Chicago and a handful of other zoos. Conservationists estimate 1 million pangolins have been snatched from the wild and trafficked in the past decade. That's equivalent to one pangolin dying every 5 minutes. New York boxer Patrick Day has died after suffering a traumatic brain injury during a match over the weekend. He was knocked unconscious during the 10th round against Charles Conwell on Saturday in the Wintrust Arena in Chicago. He went into a coma after undergoing brain surgery, but never woke up. Patrick Day was 27 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.